Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much for listening on this Thursday morning. We're in Dothan today, but doesn't stop us from getting in touch with this gentleman. He's on his way to the border. Always a delight to bring on. Now I'm used to calling him Coach, but now the title is United States Senator Tommy Tuberville is on the line. Senator, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I feel like a prize fighter, which I'm fighting every day, trying to help the American people hold on to their country, Jeff. These Democrats are, I don't know whether they're calling Democrats anymore, but I'm really enjoying it. Come to work every day with a smile on my face, and we're trying to do what's best for the people of Alabama and American people, and we got a lot of problems right now. We've always got problems. We've always got good things going on, too, but right now we've got so many problems it kind of overshadows the great country we live in.
Well, Coach, speaking of those problems, and I know this is one, you're making a trip to McAllen, Texas. Got to go check out the border. The situation down there, I think crisis is an appropriate moniker. What are you going to try to find out while you're down there?
Well, I've been down there quite a bit because I recruited all over Texas. I've coached at Texas A&M and Texas Tech and traveled all through there. So I've got some comparisons I can kind of put up to when things were going well at the border, when we had control, as to what we have now. And we see what's going on television. I'm going with Ted Cruz and Senator Cornyn, both Texas senators, and along with some others. And we just want to see for ourselves what's going on, because it's obviously a mess. Nobody's looking into it, not taking care of it. Biden says that they've got total control. Well, now he's putting Kamala Harris down there, vice president, running the border, overseeing it. And that's kind of like putting Fox in the hen house, because she's a globalist. They do not believe in borders. They just want to tear everything down and everybody come on in. And that's not how this country was built. We're here for law and order and taking care of the American people. But I'll get back on your show here in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk about my visit down there. It should be very interesting, because it doesn't look like it's in very good shape.
Well, tell me if you think I'm wrong here. Doesn't it seem that the Biden administration maybe not being quite as upfront about this as a crisis as we would like to really know what's going on? Therefore, you guys in Congress and particularly in the Senate having to go down there and see for yourselves.
Yeah, I don't think President Biden really knows what's going on down there. I don't, Mayorkas, who's running the show, and of course you got all the people down there that work for all the institutions, the Border Patrol and ICE, and I think they got their hands tied. I think that they pretty much said, "Listen, we're going to let them come on in, and we're writing up a bill. Matter of fact, and we'll try to get all of our colleagues on board as much as we can in the next few weeks about when you come in, you fill out your paperwork, and before they put you on a van or a bus or a train and take you to one of the cities of the United States and turn you loose, you have got a court date that you have to show back up for." And right now they're releasing them, Jeff, and they do not have a plan for them. They're just saying, like, come on in, sign these papers, they put them on vans and buses and send them out, and they have no clue how to track them or whatever. So we'll present that bill if we can get enough people on board, and hopefully we can make some inroads with that.
I mean, doesn't it seem to you that the Biden administration's approach here is do the opposite of Trump? And if you ever wanted to know what President Trump was doing, whether you thought it was right or wrong, if going in the opposite direction, you wind up with what you have right now. I think that speaks, just volumes about where the former president was on immigration and on border security.
Yeah, the American people voted an administration in, and a House and a Senate that is totally opposite of what a conservative Republican Donald Trump is. Donald Trump believed in borders, law and order, lower taxes, putting people back to work, good education, all those things. Well, these people are just the opposite. Most of them don't believe in any religion. Their number one thing right now is climate change. My God, we're not going to have a planet in 10 years. So just a totally different way of life in this country right now with this group that's running it. And starts with Joe Biden, And, you know, the things that he's signed into executive orders, and the things that you know, first, I guess, close to 50 of them that just did away with everything that Donald Trump did well. And of course the stimulus, you know, this $2 trillion we just spent, they don't even know where to spend it. That is so much money. They do not know where to spend it. And it probably could go to great places, but, I think Joe Biden's coming to Alabama today talking about stimulus. Well, stimulus ain't coming to Alabama. That stimulus is going to Chicago and San Francisco and New York. And, that's just a smokescreen. And Bernie's coming with her, you know, about a devout communist. And of course you've got the, they're coming in to talk about unions. This actress is coming in. You know, the people of Alabama, you know, have the right to do what they want to do, not be told what to do. We're a right to work state. It's really paid dividends for us with all the car manufacturing and the manufacturing coming in with well-paid jobs. But, you know, and they might vote a union in at Amazon in Bessemer. But if they do, it's because they made the decision to do it, not Jill Biden or Bernie Sanders or this so-called actress that's coming in there. So people like to, they like to push their agenda, and they're pushing it very, very hard. And I hope their American people see what's happening. Because in less than 2 years, we're going to have another election, and we better vote these folks out.
Well, you mentioned Jill Biden, First Lady Jill Biden's trip to Birmingham, you know, pushing the stimulus or whatever, the American Rescue Plan, as they're referring to it. And I guess they're having to do a sales job on it because very little of it goes to COVID relief. And as you said, it does a lot for these blue states. A lot, you know, to bail them out, and, you know, having to wage a PR campaign for something that's already passed is something I think is maybe atypical.
Well, the best stimulus plan is to open this country back up, put people back to work. This is ridiculous. We this time last year, we were getting into this pandemic, and we thought, you know, 2 or 3 weeks and open it back up and everybody, you know, protect yourself, go to work and save this country, save your family, save yourself. And we've had all this science come at us, and a lot of it's been good. We have lost a lot of people, and that has been a huge problem, very unfortunate. But now it's time to get back to work, because we're losing people because of mental health, because a lot of things that are coming off of not going to work, not going to school. It is an absolute disaster. We've created more of a disaster for the long run than this pandemic ever thought about, and we've done it because of the rules and regulations that Joe Biden and his administration and the House and the Senate have tried to push. So the American people deserve answers for a lot of things, especially the border. Why did they steal this $2 trillion? This is theft. This is not passing it and giving it out. Alabama taxpayers are paying off the bills for San Francisco, Chicago, and New York, paying their bills. They can't pay them themselves. They can't manage their own money. So it's just an absolute disaster of what they did with this. Now, I'm telling you, this $3 trillion is coming for infrastructure, which I'm not against infrastructure, but we better really be careful what we're doing here. We better be accountable. But get ready. Here come the taxes. They're right behind it. And everybody that said that, well, Joe Biden's not going to raise taxes, you're getting ready to hit right between the eyes with huge, huge tax plan, their huge tax plan is coming.
Joined by United States Senator Tommy Tuberville here on the program. Coach, you said this during the campaign, and I was on the air in Huntsville at the time, but I think it's worth re-raising this. Talking about getting opened back up and all of these shutdowns, at the time you'd said, you know what, guys, if Democrats get in charge and they're able to get the Green New Deal, then what you see going on right now during this pandemic shutdown, it's going to be life like that. A lot of that is going to be similar to that under this idea, this socialist, I guess, hobby horse of the Green New Deal.
Yeah. You know, that's their religion, you know, this climate change stuff, and several of them that are pushing this every day. And, you know, they're not worried about North Korea shooting missiles now. They're testing Biden. China came into Alaska last week and basically looked at us and says, hey, y'all don't be speaking to us about human rights. I mean, y'all's country is declining. I mean, we should have got up and walked out of those meetings, but we didn't do it. You know, President Trump had as much control as you probably can have over a country that is out of control, that's communist, that wants to control the world. But, you know, there's just things going on right now that, I mean, it keeps your head swirling, because especially if you're up here in Washington, D.C., there's different problems every day, and they don't have answers. They do not have answers. There's not been one answer to anything. We have not legislated one bill, not sat down and talked about anything that would help the American people. All they want to do is say, it's our way, it's our time, we're going to take control, and they have. And I tell you, if they do away with the filibuster, it will be the end of the United States of America as we all know it, because we'll have D.C. and Puerto Rico estates. You'll have probably, I don't know, 12 or 16 on the Supreme Court. They will change it all. And the worst part about it is these election laws, that they want the federal government to run our elections. Are you kidding me? The federal government can't run anything. They've ruined our education, our health care, our Social Security, our borders, and now they want to take over our voting. And we just saw the worst disaster in terms of voting in this country in November, with all the problems that we had with mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting. But they want to do it, and they want to legislate it from Washington, D.C. That's the biggest joke I've ever heard.
Coach, you mentioned the doing away with the filibuster. How much confidence do you have that Arizona's Kristen Sinema, West Virginia's Joe Manchin are going to remain solidly in the not opposing the end of the filibuster?
Talk to them every day about it on the floor. We all do. The bottom line is, Jeff, if somebody on the left has got to stand up and save this country. It doesn't take one person. One person has got to just stand up and say, listen, we're not taking this country to parts unknown. This is a free country. We have liberty. We have a constitution. We have supposedly law and order. And we're not taking this country down a road that most of the people don't want to go. And so we'll wait and see. And there's going to be a lot of pressure put on every Democrat to vote to do away with the filibuster. Of course, we've got them on tape from 3 or 4 years ago of all saying, listen, you can't do away with it. That's when the Republicans had control. And Mitch McConnell said, we're not doing away with it. Even President Trump wanted to get rid of it so he'd get a few things done. But Mitch McConnell was strong enough to say, we're not doing it. We need bipartisan support in the Senate. That's the American way. Now they've all gone the other way. Now they want to do away with it. And they've changed their tune. And they're two-faced. That's all it is. And so we have got to fight to keep some kind of control up here. And the way to do that is keep the filibuster.
And finally, Coach, I want to get this update from you on the vaccine that the federal resources have been, put out in Alabama, and getting vaccines to some of these underserved areas. Talk a little bit about the response and how you're working with local governments here in Alabama.
Well, first of all, we worked very hard on the Save Lives Act, and that was as near and dear to me, along with everybody, but that made sure that the veterans of this country got a vaccine, along with their spouse, because we got a lot of them in trouble. We're losing a couple of dozen a day to suicide. But, so far in Alabama, there's been 2,080,000 vaccines been delivered. 1.5 million have been administered. And then, of course, 935,000 have received one or more doses. 561,000 have received both doses. It's not coming out as fast as we would hope, but I'll tell you, we're fortunate that we've got it because of President Trump and his team and Operation Warp Speed. Biden, he's living off of it, taking all the credit. But we need to get more in Alabama. But I want to say this. There's a lot of people that will not take it. And I'm saying right now, if you want to get rid of this, if you want to go back to normal life, we have got to get as many as 75 to 80% of the people take it in this country. And we're a long ways away from that, but we're getting, I think, 2 or 3 million a day with these new vaccines that are coming out. So it's something that we're working hard on. you know, very little of this money that we just passed through $2 trillion went to that, by the way. I think 1% of it. And it's a rescue plan, all right. They're rescuing all the people up in the north that can't pay their bills, but they're not. This is not their number one thing on their agenda. That's amazing to me. The number one thing should be get rid of this dang virus so people can go back to work and get back to school and have a normal life where we can save our country economically.
Yeah, it sounds like you're really hoping to encourage people at some point. There's going to be the supply is going to be where it needs to be. You want people to get this vaccine, and that seems to be the goal.
Right. You got to do it. You got to do it.
Well, Coach, we'll leave it there, but we always appreciate having you on, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.
Watch the weather. Everybody be safe.
Will do. That was Senator Tommy Tuberville. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Would break his heart if he knew she wasn't there alone. She knows when to cheat and when to tell her lover to leave her. She knows they'll be safe just as long as his show goes on.